business. Local heroes.
I'm Andrew Gibbon. I'm 23 years old, and I currently run three businesses. I'm director of a company called XOXO, the very first designer florist in Aberdeen. We've built the business as a brand rather than a shop or a retail unit. And we're building up this brand, and we use the very best, freshest flowers from around the world. And we source our flowers internationally from Africa and from Holland and all these different places. In order, we use the very best and freshest stems, which other florists in Aberdeen don't do. Young Bull, which is a clothing designer company for students, and Major Vibe, which provides a free platform for music and musicians and artists. I started my first business when I left school when I was 18. It came out of a bad situation where I had an accident in the middle of my exams, and the university I applied to gave my place away to somebody else. So I was left in a position without a place at university, but I was going to study business management anyway. So I thought, well, why not try and skip 4 years of studying it and just go and implement it and do it myself when I was 18. So I spent a year solidly in Aberdeen Central Library sitting, reading and learning about business. The things I was reading and learning about, I was implementing at the same time. And then I launched Project Carbon, which was a fashion designer and retailer for high-end bespoke clothing.
What's been the biggest challenge so far with your business?
My age, there's quite a lot of people come against you, don't really believe what you're trying to do, maybe think you're not capable of it because of your age, because you're 18. And financing as well, trying to get hold of money, trying to get hold of finances to set up and develop a business was extremely difficult. The first business I was looking to set up, Project Carbon, I was trying to secure £60,000, and trying to secure that amount of money when you're 18 is impossible. Begged, asked a lot of people, borrowed a lot of money, did a lot of hard work and business plans, financials, trying to persuade a lot of investors, a lot of people, but in the end I failed. I only secured 40,000, but that is still enough to launch the business. I then ran it for a year and then I went on to sell it, so everyone who invested money in it got a nice return on it.
What's the best thing about being your own boss?
I can have a long lie whenever I want. I can work from bed with my laptop, but it's the flexibility, it's the challenge in the morning when getting up. You're risking something every day, whether it's your own money, whether it's your business. It's exciting to try and grow your business and look at new opportunities, and you never get the same adrenaline rush you do working for somebody else and you do working for yourself.
Who was your biggest hero when you were younger?
I didn't really have a hero, to be honest. I think there's people I admired and looked up to, and lots of business people. The one business person that really stood out to me when I was younger was Richard Branson, and he still does to a certain extent in that I diversify my businesses. I've got a range of different businesses and he does as well, obviously far more than me and far more successful than any I will probably ever have. But he's diversified his businesses, he's launched products, he's seen gap in the market, and he's risked a lot as well, and somebody I really look up to and hope to try and aspire to be in the future.
Can you tell us about the first £10 you ever made?
The first £10 I ever made was from a football sweepstake at school. It was the World Cup. I can't remember how old I was, but I sold teams to my friends, and then as the competition ran on, we obviously got a winner. The profits went to charity after. I thought it was probably the best thing to do, because I got into a little bit of trouble from school about it, and they kind of forced me to do that. But I think that was the first £10 that I made. Well, unfortunately, I had to give it away.
Who is it that keeps you going through any tough times?
Family is quite a big one, quite a lot of support for me. My most recent business, XOXO Florist, I actually run that with my mum. We have a really good relationship and we're always there for each other to support each other if there's any problems or any issues inside work and out. But I got a new addition of a dog. He's actually just turned 1.5. And he's always there to cheer me up and go for a nice walk if I'm stressed out or in a bit of trouble. And to chew my socks, tumble dryers, PlayStations and everything else.
What's the one thing you're most proud of?
My most recent business, XOXO Florist, we launched it about 8 months ago, and it's grown so quickly and so rapidly. It's far quicker than we ever thought. We've been nominated for several awards, and now we're up for several more in the coming months. And it's also it's been valued an amazing amount of money, and it's something we can't really believe after the short period of time that it's been running.
Favourite quote or mantra that you use?
Think about your legacy, because you're writing it every day. I quite like that one, and that was something I came across a few months ago actually, so it's a relatively new one. But I think it's, especially if you're running your own business, it's something you want to leave. You want to grow your businesses to be so successful you do leave a legacy.
Where do you see your business in 5 years' time?
My favourite thing to do with a business is develop it, grow it and then sell it. So in 5 years' time I probably won't have the same business I run at the moment. But ultimately the one that we are going to hold on to is XOXO Florist. It's grown so quickly and it's going to carry on expanding and growing over the next 3 years. Hopefully in 5 years it'll be worth a lot of money and we continue growing it to be the biggest, run the only chain florist in the whole United Kingdom.
If you could give your teenage self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't go to university because you don't need it. And that's the biggest thing, is when I was at school, it was everyone told me, as well as yourself, myself and my parents, that you have to go to university. That's the only way you can get a job and make a living. But as long as you've got the determination, the drive, anything's possible. And with that little bit of support, you can go and make a success of it. So I think my teenage self would say to my teenage self, don't go to university, find the support that you need and go set up your own business.
If you could have any one person on your business contact list, who would that person be and why?
Elevator. I think the guys, there's such a diverse range of guys who work at Elevator, and I've worked with them since I was 18, and I have got them on my contact list, which is fantastic, and they're a fantastic support. And even now, being in business 5 years, but I still need them on occasions to help with a variety of aspects of business, and they're always there should I need them. So luckily I've got them on my phone list.